This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 173 for Tuesday, November 17th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
If you can ink it up, we are going to talk about it. Just saying.
Welcome, everyone.
And we are home.
We're home from a busy, busy year of attending pen shows. This most recent weekend, of course, the Ohio Pen Show in Columbus, Ohio. 21st annual Ohio Pen Show, or at least the formal Ohio Pen Show. Long, busy, and let's not forget fun weekend.
What'd you say? For you.
It was fun for me, she says. You had no fun. You were there for 4 days, 4.5 days.
You attended two auctions unattended, unchaperoned, with a blank check even. Who's the best wife ever?
That was pretty cool, actually. It's too bad I was too tired. To stay, we'll get to that, but
yeah, anyway, Columbus, Ohio, we left, when did we leave? Wednesday. Left Wednesday so that we could get there Wednesday night and do something we never do. And that is, get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was nice. And, nice to be able to be there Thursday morning, bright and early, grab our spot so that we could set up the ink. I thought the traffic was a little light the whole weekend, but an amazingly well-run show.
Yeah. I think that was the general consensus of the show. And I don't know what the reason for that was, but, I don't know. Was there a football game going on out of town? I think, it was a good show, though. It really was. It was still a really great show. Lots of killer pens, and I tried to take. I didn't even get all the pictures up I wanted to on Instagram. I should probably just continue that this week, just for the fun of it. Got to see a lot of our good friends. Thursday's kind of a shortish day. You get to talk casually, you get to set up, and that's great. We got our ink set up and. Hanging with our friends, and Thursday night is the auction. So we had, what did we do Thursday for dinner? We ate in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And of course our friends at Byler's showed up. You went up to the room and I went to the auction.
Well, when we got there, Terry's wonderful about either asking in the very beginning for help for the auction, or in this case, he told me that as long as our mutual good friend Mike Conway made it to the show, Terry wouldn't need me for either the Thursday or the Saturday auction. And you guys know that I've been doing a lot of the pen show auctions recently in the last, I don't know, year or two. If they need me, I'm happy to help. And it was nice. I didn't have to go to the auction. Because I'm not really there to acquire a whole lot at this point, like Brian still is. So I would have sat there and just read a Kindle book on my phone, which is really just not what you should do at an auction.
No.
So I let Brian go completely unchaperoned. I went upstairs to the room and did a couple things. I just worked on some paperwork and such and read a book. But I gave Brian a blank check so that whatever he wanted... There you go.
Well,
so I get points for that.
I will say this. Normally the Thursday auction, they call it the Discovery Auction, which is a better name than a parts auction, because in the past it's usually been, here's a bag of Schaefer Balance parts. Here's a bag of Doric parts. Here's a bag of Skyline parts, or pens that are, you know, they have issues. I got to say, this year, the Thursday auction was looking almost as good as some of the Saturday auctions we had seen in the past. Nice pens, nothing wrong with them. And what I wanted was actually in the first 25 lots, which I was very happy for. There was 123 lots, I think, on Thursday, including some for the PCA, the Pen Collectors of America. But I won three of the four lots that I wanted, and here's the total right here. A big bunch of Esterbrooks, including a couple of really interesting pieces I'm just going to briefly talk about. Sorry, no pictures this week. We just got back yesterday morning.
We're still not normal.
I'm still not normal, yeah. sorry, Wayne. Esterbrook, and these are all Esterbrooks, military clip, aluminum cap, aluminum dome end on this guy right here. Very, very scarce pen. With the matching pencil. Where's my camera? There it is. And the clip goes around the back like the Schaefers do. Very, very cool set. Picked that up. I picked up a couple of nice $1.50 pens, marbled gray material, and some other pens, icicles, some dollar pens. Just a good group of Esterbrooks, and I'm looking forward to actually getting those restored and up for sale, because I think they're nice pens. Some of them are nice pens you just don't see very often.
Well, and you came up to the room fairly early. You won what you wanted to win. We always stay till the end, so Terry did not mind at all that you left once you bid several times, you won some things, and it was nice for us to be able to get a good night's sleep.
Yeah, and we should mention that that's a general rule. I did leave after the 30th, but the 30th lot, I was looking at it and thinking there's no way I'm going to stay awake. And I'd actually talked to Ben Mayhorter and said, listen, the rule is you win, you pay at the end. Yeah, they want you to stick around, but I said, listen, I'll pay you tomorrow, and they're okay with that. So because they know us. But did that, and next day is Friday. We get to expand. Thursday is table sharing. So first half of the day on Friday is still weekend traders, but we expanded onto our full set, and Friday was a little busier.
Mm-hmm.
Public starts at 1 o'clock or something like that. I got to see my good friend, George Romakis, who may or may not be in the chat. He usually is.
And if he is, I'm mad at you, George. I love George.
George is awesome. And it's good to see him.
He is. He and Pierce Jarvis are terrible enablers for you, though.
Well, you know, it's awesome. They know what I'm looking for, and they bring them to me. I don't have to spend time looking. So George comes and brings a couple of interesting pens to me. One I'm going to keep, one I'm not.
I think I scared him.
You scared Pierce. a nice little early Conklin Crescent ring top. It's got the early Crescent logo on the Crescent, and it has the metal cap that has the chasing on the cap, which is lined up perfectly with the chasing on the pen. Pen has some issues, but the best part about it is factory. I don't know why I'm holding this up. You can't really see it. Factory stub nib on this Conklin Crescent. So that was cool. And a curiosity picked up a pen by the Gem fountain pen, a Gem fountain pen. And it's here, and yes, it does have a cap, in case anybody's wondering. Nice long pen, but it has this interesting crease right here, and so you can pull this open, and it's a thumb filler. So neat pen. Needs a little help, but nothing I can't fix. So press that and fill the pen. George is always bringing cool stuff for me.
He is. I'll get him one of these days.
I'll get him.
He and Pierce Jarvis are just absolutely delightful, incredibly knowledgeable, just wonderful people, great pen collectors, but they're always either costing us money in a good way or teasing Brian and torturing him with things that are not available for sale. So,
yeah, you know, but it's what are friends for, right?
It's all good.
So Friday was good. What do we have? Friday, is there anything significant on Friday that we should mention?
Friday was the pizza party, which we did not attend.
We did not attend. We had dinner with Richard and Barbara Binder at a French restaurant, which I've never actually eaten at a French restaurant before.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was nice to get away from the hotel restaurant. Of course, we talked business, but it was nice just to be two couples enjoying dinner. And we had a good time, learned a little bit more about each other. It was fun.
Yeah, it was nice. Not a single piece of food was spared.
No, you were close to, was it that night or what night did you almost lick your plate?
I pretty much almost did it that night. No, really, really, really good. Nice having dinner with Richard. We have tried to have dinner with Richard before in the past. It just never seemed to work out schedule-wise. So it was kind of fun. Saturday, big day. Moving right along, big public day. It was busy. Very, I would say we were. That's the busiest Saturday we've ever had.
It was pretty busy.
I think people came on Saturday instead of Sunday or Friday. They all came in one day. What would you? Any comments on Saturday you want to mention?
No, I think it was the usual crowd. You've got. People who know exactly what they're looking for, people who are just getting a feel for what is this crazy pen show thing. There were some complete newbies, and that's always fun. It was the usual type of thing. It was just a little bit busier. It was very nice.
Yeah, and by this time everybody's set up, and so I think Saturday we got in early, and I was sending pictures on Instagram all day of neat stuff that we were seeing, because we didn't really get out from behind the table all day. So
not until Sunday.
Yeah, not until Sunday. So lots of cool stuff going on. Saturday we had dinner with Steph and Alice. Steph showed up on Saturday. So that was fun, and then it was auction time again.
Mm-hmm. And
this time, Lisa didn't give me a blank check.
I gave him a lot of cash. I said, I counted it out. I knew how much he had. Here you go.
Well, I thought you were completely nuts to give me that much money, but I didn't spend it all. But I knew, part of me was thinking, well, this is really cool. But part of me is thinking, this is a test.
It is a test. Absolutely.
Because there's no way I'm supposed to spend this much money. But there's like some number in your head that if I spend over that amount, I'm going to be sleeping on the floor.
There were two beds. So.
Well, in fact, before I left the auction, I asked Steph, I said, well, what's your room number? Because just in case I didn't get back on it. I stayed within the limits. There were three pieces that I liked. And then this was, I will say, the guys at the show, Terry, Ben, Matt, everybody who put together the auction Saturday night, exceptional, a lot of pens. There was just, it was one of the best auctions they've had in years, I think, as far as quality pieces. It was a pretty much a packed house almost the entire night, but up until the last 30 minutes or so, and it was about 2.5 hours full of auction goodness. So I walked out with three lots in a row, all filigree overlays, and I'll whip through them really quickly here. I'm going to try to get some pictures of these this week because I know you can't see them on the screen. This one is a very interesting gold-filled filigree. Has a very similar pattern to those found on early Parkers and some Heath. Nib is, it's unmarked. Nib is eagle, but this is not an eagle pen. There's no way. So no idea who made it, but it's a cool pen. It's a very nice overlay. That was number one. And then number two, which I think people were falling asleep at this point, because this is a great, great pen. Sterling silver. I believe this is, it has an Eggens Handler and Company nib. and really nice Art Nouveau overlay, and all slip cap, all eyedroppers, really, really cool pen. Picked that up, and then the next one immediately thereafter was really the best piece of the three. A very early slip cap, a straight cap eyedropper. Fine work on the overlay, gold filled filigree, and this one has an interesting story as I've been discovering it. It has a nibbed Mark Ruff. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Ruff, 14 karat nib. The back of it has a red hard rubber. You can see that feed, which is kind of neat. But apparently, Ruff, if that's the correct way to pronounce it, was a jeweler in New York City for a while. They apparently had some problems. Legal problems sometime in the early 20s and may have gone out of business, but I'm still working on that story. But those are my three auction wins from Saturday night. Really fantastic pieces. Glad to add them to the collection.
I managed to acquire something.
And Lisa acquired something on Saturday as well.
Yeah, I was very...
This was Saturday morning, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We walked around pretty quickly before we opened up. We hadn't even been in the other room. And so we wandered around and I picked up, I know it's hard to see. It's a mustard yellow. It's darker than the current color that is available. A mustard yellow vanishing point with the rhodium trim from a couple years ago. And so I was excited to pick that up. It was a steal.
Yeah, it was a good price. It was a good price.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that I, saw and fell in love with was my little boyfriend, Lior. He's almost a year old. He's getting big. Some of you may remember that back in May, right before the Chicago Pen Show, our good friends, Michelle and Ariel Kulik, came up to see us with Mike Conway, and they brought their little boy, Lior, who was, I guess, about 6 months old.
And he wasn't very old, no.
Then we saw him again just this weekend, and he's so much bigger, and he's not a little baby anymore. He's just this adorable little boy. He's so cute. So I got to see him again, and Michelle looks good, and she's happy and comfortable, and Ari is just such a proud dad. So it was really awesome to see our friends again.
Yeah, it was. Sunday, last day.
We were tired.
Yeah, we were tired. Kind of slow. Kind of slow at the show.
It was.
Slower than usual, I would say. You know, it's all right at some point. You know, after three and a half days, you know, it is what it is.
Sundays are always kind of iffy.
You never expect anything on a Sunday. Never. Except... something happened Sunday morning that I was sure was going to cause me to be walking home.
What did you do Sunday?
Well, my good friend Pierce Jarvis came up to the table.
Yeah.
And Pierce reminded me we had this conversation on Thursday. Now, at a pen show, the difference between Thursday and Sunday is like a year and a half. And Pierce comes up to me and he says, "Oh, hey, I got this pen. I remember I showed it to you on Thursday." I said, "Oh, Lisa's going to kill me."
And yeah, we hadn't talked
we hadn't talked price on this pen at all until Sunday. And he showed it to me again. And I said, "Oh, man, I got to have it. I got to have it." And so here it is. It is a modeled hard rubber Wurt.
Make Brian... walk home. I strapped him to the top of the car.
Yeah, it was nice. It rained. I got a, you know, it was like in a shower. Two gold filled bands on the barrel. It's a slip cap eyedropper, of course. It's a ventless nib with a vented feed. Now the pen's got some issues. The nib is nib needs to be replaced or retipped. The feed is broken, so I need to find a new feed. But what's most interesting about this pen? You can see it. At the end, it's knurled and it looks like you should be able to unscrew that part. There's actually a section right here. And Pierce had told me he had seen an exact pen like this in black hard rubber at an auction with the end unscrewed. This one does not seem to come apart. I haven't tried it with heat, but what's interesting is I took the section off and inside there's a long wire that runs the length of the barrel, which may or may not be connected to the end. But anyway, it's a Wirt, very early Wirt, two-line imprint, 1903 patent date on the barrel.
It's cool pretty. Pen.
Lisa got up. And so what happens is he says, listen, and this is the kind of guy Pierce is. I love him. He says, listen, you know, I told him, I said, I really can't. I spent too much already. He says, listen, I don't care. Just send me the money. Just send it to me sometime. It doesn't matter. And the price is more than reasonable. And I'm thinking about it. And then all of a sudden Lisa gets up and walks into the other room.
I went to find Lior.
And I'm like, oh, left the cash box unattended. I reached in and paid him. And I'm thinking I'm going to get away with this. And then you can finish the rest of the story.
Oh, is this when I ran into him in the hallway?
You ran into him in the hallway. Because I told Pierce, I said, okay, we'll just keep this our little secret.
So I ran into him in the hallway.
Like 3 minutes later.
And he said, if Brian wants another pen like the one he just got, he blew it, I think.
Asked him where the pen was.
Oh, yeah. And he just looked at me guilty. And I said, Pierce, where's the pen? I said, is it at my table? Maybe. So I kind of got it out of him. Then he tells me, you know, if I'm looking for a special present for Christmas, Valentine's Day, your birthday, whatever, you know, just to let him know he's got more. But yeah, he looked kind of busted, like, oh crap, she found out.
No, I didn't see him after that. That would have been funny had I run into him again.
Both of you going, oh my God. No, it was fine. I love Pierce. It was fine.
I haven't bought a lot of pens in the last several shows. So I think this is, I'm good for the next 2 months.
You better be. So, but no, it was, it was cute.
Mike says stitches get stitches.
The look on his face was like, what do I say? Because he can't lie. We're good friends, and you know, you can't lie to a friend, but
I'm gonna bust his chops the next time I see him.
Don't ask me directly.
I'm gonna bust his chops totally. Anyway, what else happened? Anything else happened at the
it was kind of slow on Sunday, and sadly, sometimes when it's slow, people start to pack up early. And people are packing up really earlier than usual.
Like 3 o'clock.
We always stay to the end. And the show went until 5. And by 4:30, there were a number of people already gone from our room. I actually went into the other room to see if there were any customers at all. I think it was just a combination of the weather. I'm not sure if there was a game out, you know, an out-of-town game or whatever. But We're always still the last ones out.
This was no exception. So,
but it was a good show and incredibly well organized. Terry just runs a really great show.
Yeah.
So
that was it. Yeah, and then you know, then the drive home, and here we are. So,
well, I mean, this was there are what 15 shows. There were 15 shows this year, and we did.
We did all
of them except for two.
So you can do the math on that.
It's time to stay home, get some stuff done in the store, and cook a turkey next week.
Tomorrow is turkey week, isn't it? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's kind of the show wrap up, and I'm going to get some pictures later this week, probably once we get caught up. But there is some news we should talk about real briefly. Some of you have been hearing on FPN and a couple other boards. I know it was on Pentrace. Some rumors about OMOS. And the rumors of OMOS are basically true at this point. We have received confirmation that the owners of OMOS, which is a Chinese company, they are planning to sell the company. by the end of the year?
There are two companies are currently making offers, and the owners would like to have this finalized by the end of the year.
Yeah, so two parties. I don't think it's two companies, but.
Okay, well. Now, OMAS is accepting orders and is shipping normally. So at this point, nothing has been disrupted. And of course, the smart move would be to not disrupt anything. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And for those of you wondering about repairs, I myself have an OMAS in Italy for repair. The plan is all the repairs will come back. So don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. We don't have any more information than that. Literally, don't
that's
have
all we know.
So,
and that was sent this afternoon. So that's as updated as anybody has.
Yeah. We had some information this morning, and then not much this afternoon. But as we get it, if we get any confirmation of somebody owning it, if nobody can purchase the company, unfortunately, they're looking at actually just shutting it down. But, that's that. Like, I can't say anything else about OMAS. There's nothing else to say. So, should we talk about a couple of new things in the store and then wrap it up? We have a giveaway tonight too.
Oh, we do.
We do have a giveaway.
We do. All right. So,
do you have that?
Going on in the store, we did get in the Pilot Metropolitans in the Retro Pop colors. They're really fun, really cool. Grab these.
There's a lot.
$15. The fountain pen is just an amazing gift, and it is getting to be time to think about Christmas gifts. If you've got somebody you're trying to convert, this is the perfect pen. And I really like that Pilot has updated the Metro with some fun, fresh colors.
Yeah. And matching ballpoints, too.
And matching ballpoints, which are amazing writers.
So they're up. I'll probably get pictures taken care of tomorrow. So.
Yep. I think we've got most.
So. Most, but not all. Yep. Big news we should mention. Item number B on the list here.
Item number B?
Item number B.
Yes. We have one. Count it. One. Pilot Vanishing Point Twilight. We got two more in, and those sold. We got one at the show, and so we have one left. They've been discontinued. They are sold out, and we scored one. So if you want it, please let us know. I guarantee it's not going to last.
Yep. So it is on the site. So anyway.
And they're gorgeous. I have one. I adore it.
The other big news that came in today, and we've been waiting for this, we alluded to this last week, and we talked about it about a month or so ago. Mont Blanc 149 Platinum Trim pens are in stock. Finally got them in today. Really gorgeous. I did a little quick Periscope video before I came home tonight. Got to open the box up for the first time because the last one we had to ship out. Nice looking pen. So glad to see a 149 in platinum. It's really stunning, really stunning pen. I think it's going to be a hit.
So I left early and came home to get caught up on some groceries and some laundry and all that stuff since we've been gone all last weekend. And I popped on and watched the Periscope afterward. And there was a question about how many pens are you going to have to repair to get one of these? I was unaware that was even on your list. I thought had a couple other pens that you had to earn yet.
You know, the list is just that. It's a list. There's, it rotates and some things go up to the top. Now, the nice thing is the Platinum Trim 149 is going to be around. So, I have the yellow gold and I have the red gold, so I need the platinum now.
Oh, so you just need the other sibling then?
I need the other sibling, yeah. Now, I don't necessarily need the new. Now, the other thing to note is that this year, red gold is now a standard trim option on the 149s, the Legrands, the 146s, and the Classiques, the 144s. So you can actually get a 149 with red gold trim like last year. It just doesn't have the 90th anniversary nib. So... I don't need that one, but the platinum is nice. So anyway, we do have some of the red gold stuff is coming in, but the platinum 149s are in stock. Come with the bottle ink, nice packaging. If you're interested, because like I mentioned on the Periscope, we are an authorized dealer, but Mont Blanc does not allow most dealers to sell Mont Blanc on their website. They only allow a few people to do it. So if you're interested, you can email montblanc@andersonpens.com and we can work something out. And last but not least, that's your cue.
My turn? <ta-da>. Now that we're finally home, we did what, 6 shows in 4 months? Including a really long one in DC and a really long one to San Fran and back. Now that we are back home and settled, and by the end of the week, we'll have caught up on sleep, there will be a bunch of new stuff up on the site. I've got a huge stack in my office of product that needs to be put up and things that need to be added, unhidden, etc. So we are going to have some really cool things up on the site in the next few weeks. So definitely keep coming back and checking it.
Yeah. So that Justin page is really awesome. I'm glad we got that working up. And there'll be more videos coming up this next week too. I've got some cool ones set up. So
awesome.
Giveaway. What do we have this week?
We have another pen case from Platinum. Remember last week or 2 weeks ago, I guess it was, they had sent us a couple cases. One I kept for myself to play with. It's a tester. And we gave away one 2 weeks ago. This week we have a 2-pen leather case. It's kind of padded, so it's nice and squishy. In burgundy color. Holds 2 pens here, and then there's a little flap over here.
Oh, there's a flap.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Now, this fits slimmer pens, right?
This definitely fits a slimmer pen.
It's not going to fit my new Mont Blanc 149 Platinum, right?
You don't have one, so we don't have to worry about that.
I almost brought it home. I didn't want to bring it. It was raining, so I didn't want to put it in my backpack.
I don't think so. But, yeah, so you've got the little flap here. There's a little pocket down here. You could put the pens can rest in there on the inside. But definitely for thinner pens. But it's a pretty burgundy color, and be great to toss in your briefcase or your purse.
All right, I'm gonna drop this into chat here before we end. There we go. Here's the question of the week. For the Platinum case, email giveaway at andersonpens.com. How many shows did we attend this year? Take the second correct answer to giveaway at andersonpens.com. How many shows did we attend this year? That should be super easy if you were listening to anything we were talking about tonight.
Does the answer too many or
is,
not?
That is not correct.
All right, just checking.
All right, so you got some shout-outs while I'm watching.
Just a couple. It was awesome to see everyone who was there at the show. We got to hang out with Steph and Alice. Greg, it was great to hang out with Greg. Dalee was there. I'm going to forget people, and I'm sorry.
Greg Mitz.
Yeah, I just said Greg.
I'm sorry. I'm doing 3 things.
So it was great to see everybody who was there. I do want to give a shout out to Michael. We got a piece of mail today, and I bet, Michael, that you are not the only one who's ever misspelled your own name, so that's okay. All muscle memory goes first, I guess. And we did just want to mention that our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of France.
Yes, absolutely.
All of the tragedy that's going on.
So. Indeed. It was odd that we were watching that, and then we went to a French restaurant that same night. So
yeah.
We do have a winner.
Oh. Okay.
The answer to the question, of course, is 13. There are 15 pen shows in the United States. We do not go to two of them. That would be a good trivia question. Which ones don't we go to? So I won't answer that. The winner is Christina G. And we will give her a little bit of a... think so. I'll shoot you an email, Christina, and you can tell me where you want me to send that. 13 pen shows. And yes, some people of you were right, 6 and 4 months, but that wasn't the full thing. So anything else?
That was just the second half of the year. The first half of the year was 7 and 5 months. So,
So
crazy.
Anything else we want to chat about?
That's it.
Oh, we didn't talk about is we got that cool pencil.
Oh yeah, I didn't bring it home.
I posted a picture on Instagram. We should talk about it. It's really cool. It's a very, very nice gift from our good friend Tom. And I had seen these earlier in the year.
In Raleigh.
And he was in Japan, and apparently the story goes that you had to be Japanese to go into the shop.
He tried to go in and he was sent out. He was not Japanese. The owner wouldn't sell to him.
So Tom comes to our table and he opens up this envelope and there's 5 pencils there. And he says, here, pick one.
And they're all wrapped.
And then they're wrapped in like tissue paper. And then there's a little sticker on it. And that's in Japanese. And then you open it up and there's this wood pencil with a Rushi lacquer.
80 coats.
So beautiful. So they put it on and then they sand it and they do things to it. And it's a crazy, crazy looking pencil. It's a wooden pencil, people. You sharpen these things.
Yeah.
And nice gift. It's beautiful. It's really neat.
It's gorgeous.
It's really cool. So anyway, almost forgot about that.
That was cool.
I don't know if we're not going to sharpen it, are we? That's just crazy.
I don't know. And we got beer.
Oh, and we got beer. Yes, let's not forget beer from Steph.
We got beer, and Steph made me some gluten-free cookies and some gluten-free granola. So the cookies were yummy, and the granola I'm going to eat tomorrow. So thank you. You guys rock. Oh. That's it.
I guess that's it for this week.
I think so.
So, well, thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks for seeing us at the show. We're going to be stuck at the store for the next 2 months. So if you're in the area, stop by.
It's a tragedy to be stuck at the store.
It's surprising how many people were saying that they were planning on making a trip to the store.
Please come up and say hi. Come see us.
So saw a lot of cool things at the show, and that's that. So. Thanks for joining us this week, and use your pens, write to us, Anderson Pens, 10 East, College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Periscope, and all other social media as Anderson Pens.
The blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Thanks much for listening to our podcast. We will have a podcast next week for Thanksgiving, and we'll see you then. Have a good night.